This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. Again, I do want to welcome a new affiliate to the Home Talk USA radio network in the Invent America show. We have WDDQ 92.1 FM that's out in the Adel, Vadosa, Moultrie, Tifton, Nashville, Georgia markets. I want to thank old Jack Ring, who's the program director for getting our show to the area of the Georgia markets out there. So thank you so, so much. And again, I'd like to welcome my co-host. We call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, again, it seems I just talked to you again.
I know. I was going to say the same thing. It's like it is amazing how fast a week goes by. Ooh. And you know, our inventors are so excited. I was talking to a gentleman who I'm getting lined up for next week, and he was so excited. He goes, I can't believe you actually called me. So our inventors are learning and happy and grateful to share the products that they're getting into the marketplace. But it's so much fun. It just goes by so fast.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about guarding your money. This is what this episode's about, right?
Yes, it is. And for so many, money is, it. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. And so I get so many inventors, Michael, that say, you know, I started out with a budget, but I spent it here and I spent it there. So we're going to talk today about how to avoid some of those mistakes that get made early on because you can't get it back.
Setting a good plan of action, a good budget comes with a good plan, or a good plan comes by making a budget. I don't know how you want to word it, I guess.
Well, I guess, you know, I've had people downloading the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, which goes through the phases of, I have an idea, what do I do, to getting it into the marketplace with the pendulum swing of the dollars involved. So many of my inventors, they'll spend just a ton of money on the patent because it's the first step. So they'll spend the money on there, and then they don't have any money left for making the prototypes. And so, you know, I had an inventor spend $10,000 on a provisional patent. Well, they should be a fraction of that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, all right, your money, you know, the patent is actually the least expensive part of this whole thing. So when I get somebody that says, oh, my God, I spent this much money on the patent, it's like, get a different attorney because you needed that money down the road. The prototypes are more expensive. The marketing is more expensive.
And if you get an unscrupulous attorney that's taking advantage legally, though, the problem is legally, you could really take you to the cleaners because you know, if you listen to this show, we do have a way where you can do an inexpensive certified protection patent. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just you know, when one of the attorneys I work with, because I work with several, when they do a full patent, the non-provisional or the utility patent, it's synonymous, it runs somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000. Yeah. The provisional is the front half. Yeah. When I get an inventor who says, well, I spent $50,000 on my patent, it's like,
wow,
you should have been able to get to the marketplace for that. So find a different attorney. Yeah. And it just makes me crazy, because that's early money now that you don't have to spend on the prototype. So, you know, when we talk about the first money that an inventor spends, it's on the search, a good, independent, comprehensive search. Now, it's a conflict of interest for the attorney to do the search. They don't want you to tell the inventor that.
Yeah.
But they really want to write the patent. They don't want to do the search. And inventors don't want to pay an attorney billable time to search through a database.
You got it.
That'd be crazy. So, you know, what we do is the comprehensive independent search. It's $500. And then the inventor looks at it first. That allows the inventor then to frame the conversation with the attorney, not the attorney to frame the conversation with you.
Yeah. And that starts the road right there, that first part.
Yeah, and both of our inventors, guests today, were self-funded. So, you know, they're both selling product in the marketplace.
Oh.
So they've got stories to tell, cool products. And, you know, they really learned it the hard way, but just, you know, that self-motivated, one step at a time. And, yeah, I'm going to let Chris tell everybody how much you spent, because that'd just make your eyes roll back in your head.
So our guess, our first guess is who? Hillary O'Hare with Holdilocks?
With Holdilocks. And if she's not available right now, we're going to give Chris a call. But either Hillary or Chris is going to be our first guest.
Yeah, I think she just texted me, though. She will be available in about 5 minutes. So we got her. So good.
Excellent. Excellent. That's good, because I know she was real excited to be on, and I had met her because she filled out the form.
Wow.
You know, went to the website, filled out the form there to be on the show, and I was able to give her a call, visit her website, you know, check in with her about what she's done in the past, and it's like, you know, she's got a good product for ladies, and she's got a great, you know, website and experience, because she's done things a little bit differently than some of our normal inventors.
Well, it's good to pick the brain of the companies and the inventors that already went down that path, you know?
It is, and they've got so much to share, and, you know, they're more than willing to talk about the mistakes they feel they made so other inventors don't make the same mistakes. And it's, you know, for a lot of inventors out there, we know there are millions of people that have ideas, and they just don't know what is the first step to take without risking their money or, you know, sometimes their mortgage on their house. So it's really a matter of getting them the good steps to start with so that they can, you know, have that next great idea.
I remember telling you a while back that, you know, when I go to these trade shows and talk to some of these young inventors that really invested a lot of money, there's a lot of them that don't even know how they're going to get home.
I know. And speaking of that, I had a guy sell his Corvette to pay for his. Yeah.
You know, trade shows, and we talked about that last week. Trade shows are very expensive. You know, very expensive.
They can be.
They can be.
Yes, they certainly can be.
But if you carpool your stuff and do what you do and get a whole bunch of them in one booth, and it kind of cuts the cost. But hey, there's the music. Got to step away. We're up against a hard break right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. Don't forget to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. This is episode 1032 and counting. And hey, we're getting very close to that milestone. So right here, along with my co-host, the event lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, we're going to take a short break, pay some bills. Got to pay the bills. Hear from some of our great sponsors. Check them out at HomeTalkUSA.com. HomeTalkUSA.com. Me and the event lady will be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. All right, Rita, who's our guest?
Our guest for this segment is Chris Rasmussen. He is the inventor of Crazy Dad's Mini Spatula and the owner of Crazy Dad's Pet and Kitchen Products. So, Chris, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're quite welcome. Glad to join you.
You did tell me kind of what you're into this product for. So, first, tell us about the product, and then I'm going to ask you the key question.
Sure. So I've, like, never not had cat. And after going through cat after cat and can after can, I must have gone into about 10 to 20,000 cat food cans. And all of a sudden it dawned on me that I should get a spatula that would actually fit inside of a cat food can. And I looked all over the planet for them and could not find them. So I ended up designing my own. So,
many good inventors do. Me make my own self, as my grandson would tell me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was my first customer, and I started off by getting a really bad hard plastic spatulas, which are basically typical for what you find on the internet. And I started cutting them down, and I started figuring out what size and what shape and that kind of thing. And then I went to my attorney, started work on a patent, and started to pay for a designer, and we eventually, within a year, were able to successfully get a product that was useful and bring it to market.
Well, excellent. Now, you had told me in one of our conversations that you just spent a truckload of money getting this from I Have an Idea or I Need This to the marketplace. What would you do differently?
Yeah, so I dropped probably $100,000 so far. Part of it is due to the fact that I really, really wanted to honor my parents, both of whom were masters in the kitchen. So they were great kitchen chefs and cooks and all that. We learned everything from them. And I would recommend very carefully about choosing whether you want to proceed during the patent phase. So I started off thinking I could just get a patent and go to market and be protected and all of that. They cost me $30,000. And when everything had all shaken out, turns out I didn't get the types of protections that I really wanted. Ended up getting the patent, but it was only for a particular feature of the spatula that I ended up designing.
All right. So yeah, it does make a difference. We've had a lot of shows about patents and different types of intellectual property, and we've got more coming up because it's an important phase. But it really, you know. The one that we had on, it's like, you know, the gentleman asked me and he goes, well, I've got a patent now on an algorithm. And it's like, it was obsolete before the attorney got done with it. So you're right in the fact that, you know, that can be a fluctuating item when you're looking at how the pendulum swings on what step is next. What what other advice do you have for our audience?
Yeah, so there's certain, I mean, obviously you covered patents quite extensively, I'm sure. There's design patents, which are easily navigated around. I went for utility patents, so that was sort of it, the main thing. So the other thing was that I was an entrepreneur at heart, so I like to have people doing work for me and with me. And I ended up outsourcing way more than I should have. So I ended up outsourcing someone to set up and run my Amazon listing, including ads and that kind of thing. And it cost me between $5,000 and $10,000 to do that. It probably lasted about 6 months or so. And he was a very good person. It just turns out that he didn't manage the money probably as well as he would have managed his own money. And so I dropped out of that relationship. And then I started to work with a social media marketing-oriented agency and spent about $1,000 a month there. And they did very, very good work, but it just didn't translate into sales the way that I thought it might. So that
was you're saying
that
all of the things that I did wrong as well. And I knew that, you know, what I was going through was like, okay, I did that one, and I knew it was wrong after the money was spent. And you did that one, too, after the money was spent. And, yeah, it's so easy to, you know, make a missed call, and that's one of the things that we're trying to share with all of our listeners who are, you know, going through these different phases, like, don't really want to do it that way. Let's do it this way.
Right, and the only other thing that I really dropped a lot of money in is I ended up going through three different designers, not for this particular product, but for my upcoming set of six additional products that I've got in the works. It just took so long and so many revisions and changes and whatnot, and a lot of which were my designer's fault, not my fault. Some of which, of course, were changes that I made, which, of course, I take full responsibility for. I probably could have saved $20,000 in design costs if I had found the right designer first. So that was the final thing, the final hurdle that I've overcome.
Yeah, Rick, excuse me, let me chime in a second. It's like that Elvis song, you know, I'm caught in a trap and I can't get out.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it, yes. And there's a lot of company in that trap.
Well, there's the music right there. That's my cue to say, hey, we have to go take a break and pay some bills here. Hey, Chris, do you have a website about Crazy Dad's Mini Spatula?
Sure. People can find out about the Crazy Dad's Mini Spatula and how it works, because there's a live video or two on the homepage. It's crazydadstore.com.
Say it one more time.
It's crazydadstore.com. There's only one S in there. So.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. We've got to take a short break. We're going to come back with another guest, another topic right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is the Event America Radio program here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Me and the Event Lady is going to be right back. Don't go nowhere.